can signify only one thing.
Or the legend person. Herself, Kate Langbrook. Where do we find you? Somewhere in Italy? You're in your home base Bologna, or where are you?
No, Hugh.
What?
We are down in Sicily, which you know how Italy is shaped like a boot. Sicily is the ball being kicked by the toe of the boot.
So it's
or
an island.
Much yep. like what they did to your face yesterday.
Yeah,
you've seen, whichever you've, metaphor you prefer.
You've seen my face, and I appreciate her comment, Ed. She said something positive, didn't you, that it'll all be good
yes,
in the
I
end.
Yes, I did. Yeah. It'll be, you'll be so fresh. And remember, I got it done when I came back to Australia in July. I always, there's always like some pigment or some sunspots, and you always come out with your head looking like a red child's balloon. Mm-hmm. Husey, of course, they just obviously poured gasoline on that. But the only thing to do is put a match to it.
But, so we're going to, yeah.
Yes. But then after like a couple of weeks, you're just like, oh my goodness, there's my face.
I didn't realise you got
it. I didn't realise you had it.
You went into quarantine when you came back to visit your ailing dad. Did you get the whole did you get the whole thing done?
No, it was when I came out. Remember, it was before I came and saw you for lunch. I'd gone in and got it done. It was in the 2 weeks when you weren't in quarantine, when you weren't in lockdown.
You are looking fresh-faced, Kate. I'm just looking at your
latest
photograph.
I don't remember you looking that bad, though. Did you go full on? Because was it a half job?
Oh, yes, because last summer here, I thought I'd be like an Italian. And, you know, they hardly wear sunblock and they go the colour of a mahogany table. And they literally pour olive oil on each other on the beach. There's no SPF. So I thought I would do that. And at the end of summer, do you remember how deep and golden I was? And I thought I looked stunning. And then one day I realised my head actually looked like a croissant. It was crispy and golden and flaky.
That's
Would
good.
You like to put it in your mouth, Edward?
Hello, they're dunking a little bit in my.
You've always had wonderful skin, Kate. I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not,
I know. You got nice skin.
Just,
well, you know, my mum's part Jamaican, so you know the old black don't crack.
Of course. But
so I've got the Dutch, the withered, pale Dutch as well, and you know, white people are not made for tripping around in the sun. Really, we love it. But we're not made for it.
But you've been following it again down in Sicily on the beach, I imagine, with your husband, Katie, and who?
Yeah, I think you know who.
I do know.
Sasha's Italian boyfriend.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Giovanni.
Jeez.
Now, does he still...
Who has become a friend of ours, a lovely friend of ours. Peter rides bikes with him. They've ridden up Mount Etna together, not a euphemism.
Hello.
I hope. That dirty, dark volcanic soil.
For people who don't know, Kate, you met him through Sasha French when Sasha and I went to visit you in Bologna last year. Oh, no, you actually, when you set up the little radio studio in Bologna, Sasha got on Tinder over there and it was the first guy she swiped right on.
You made her get on Tinder.
Yes.
You were back in Australia. You made her get on and she was sitting at my feet because, remember, you didn't want to see her miserable face on the computer. Remember that? I can still see your miserable face, Sasha.
No, I didn't say like that. I just said.
Whoa, whoa.
I'd rather get happy or get out.
Gosh, help me.
As it transpires, her Tinder blew up, remember, with over 100 guys loving her sick. And one of them, and she was showing them to me when we were on air, and we'd occasionally show you one, and we were like, nah. And then we went, he looks nice, rides a bike, blah, 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 spoke a bit of English, which was mandatory for Sash. I mean, she likes to go straight to the main event, but even she likes the hello.
Yeah, at least hello. Exactly. Gotta have that chat.
Anyway, so now we're on a he's a cyclist, and we've come away with a bunch of his cycling buddies to Sicily. They're here for 10 days. We're going back today. And Peter's gone riding with them every second day, and I've gone to the beach and written a little bit of my book.
Oh.
Which is the deadline's coming up. But back to Giovanni, does he ever mention, does he still mention Sash?
Yes, but he's very, you know what, he's very good about it. He never leads with it, only ever if I say, oh, I was speaking to Sash today. And he goes, yes, I message her. But he never leads with it. He never hassles. He never whatever. She's just, you know what she's like? She's like what? The dead ex-wife between us.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'm happy to leave her photo up in the lounge room. But occasionally when I walk past, I give it a little knock with my elbow.
Well, has he moved on, though? Is Giovanni seeing anyone else?
No. Because, you know, he... Oh, I can't tell you the proclamation that he made to Sash. That would be out of place. Is Sash listening?
No, she's not actually.
Anyway, he's in here now. Do you want to say hello to him? You know, he hardly ever talks. Oof. They're all having breakfast and waiting to take us to the bus. Do you want to say a quick hello?
All right, we'll say a quick hello. His English isn't the best, but this is Giovanni.
Where is Giovanni? He's gone, has he?
He's gone.
He's in the kitchen. No, he's in the kitchen.
All right, we'll say a quick hello to Giovanni. And so, again...
This is Jack, a live Italian on the radio, everyone. No, this is a live Italian.
He's gone. He has gone.
Oh, damn it.
He's gone. He must have known.
All right,
snuck away from the table.
Yeah, all right, so...
He's quite sort of shy, but confident.
Yeah, no, we know. He's very confident. He absolutely was like the godfather around the table at dinner over there.
All right. Thanks for checking in with us, Kate. Have fun in Sicily.
Yes.
Hang on, are we going to talk about who stayed in contact with their ex?
No, we are. We're going to do that after the 6 p.m. here. It's a good one. We're going to get right into it. You're going to go back and I don't know what you're going to do. What are you doing for the rest of the day, Katie?
No, we're going to the airport.
Oh, it's all right.
And it's so beautiful. They're insisting that they drive us to the airport bus to get the bus to the airport because the taxi is too expensive. And I'm like, really, Peter, can't you tell when taxi is not too expensive?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what money is. 2 euros.